92.7.
The Johannesburg Roads Agency is now committed to repairing traffic lights at 17 main intersections by the end of this month. We've spent the week examining Joburg's traffic light crisis, along with the economic impact on taxpayers, while trying to get officials to commit to deadlines to solve the problem. Hot 102.7's Tara Penny has more.
When it comes to action around our traffic light crisis, seeing really is believing.
I hardly ever see the traffic department on the road.
Uber drivers have been waiting for reinforcements for months now.
I don't think government cares, because if they cared at all, maybe they would put pointsmen on the robots or traffic cops, but we don't see any of those people.
Even the taxi drivers are asking, where are all the cops? The SA National Taxi Council's Sebata Mbobo.
No, we are really frustrated about these traffic lights, and there's no one. There's no one who's helping us on the street. We will find Nyaupe instead directing the traffic. It's dangerous because that person is not trained to do that job.
The Road Safety Foundation's Philip Hull says we need to be questioning government strategy here.
A number of times we've been at these intersections where you have these casual intersection pointsmen, and 50, 60 meters down the road you have a metro unit stopping vehicles and checking licenses or whatever they might be doing.
Our roads and transport departments, Le Sibampierre says, aside from roping in the private sector to sign up for the Adopt a Robot program, they're also knocking on Treasury's door.
With the protection that has got to come with traffic signals, we're making a case before Treasury to give us more money to ensure that our traffic facilities are protected.
The JRA says it's identified traffic lights at 60 intersections that will be repaired as a matter of priority. And it's now committed to a deadline for phase one.
The JRA with province have identified 17 intersections forming the first batch that will be resolved by end of March. We are requesting the community to give the teams a bit of a chance to start working on these intersections.
Tara Penny, Hot 102.7 News.
Hot 102.7.